money in? Here you go. There you go. All right. Oh, that was nice. Thank you for sharing. All right. Nicholas gave all his money to his brother, so he had a lot to put in, and there it goes. All right, I have a quiz for all of you that are so smart about the Bible, because I know a lot of you study very hard with your mom and dad, and that's neat. My question is this: what animal is the most mentioned in the Bible? Does anybody know? Raise your hand, and let's see who knows. Doc thinks it's a donkey. Does anybody know? Make a guess.
A dove.
A dove. Okay, that's a good guess. Anybody else have a guess?
Grapes.
Grapes. Well, that's not exactly an animal, but that's probably a lot in there.
Donkey.
He thinks it's a donkey. Let's see what Nathan thinks.
Bear.
Bear. Okay, Emily?
Lion.
Lion. Not yet. So far, nobody's guessed it.
A crocodile.
A crocodile? Oh, my scariness. All right, you want to try again?
Lamb.
You got it. Sheep and lamb are the most mentioned in the Bible, and if it's fun for you to do with your parents, maybe this afternoon you can go home and look it up in a Bible concordance, and you'll see long lists of sheep and lambs. Why do you think there were so many mentioned in there? Can you think of Bible stories about lambs or sheep? Think of something. Can you think of something? Let's see if we can get some more people to tell me. A story about a sheep or a lamb?
Jabel.
Jabel, okay. Anybody else?
David?
Yeah, he was a shepherd. That's right. Can you think of another one?
Lisa.
No.
Okay.
Baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus. There were shepherds in the field. Yeah. There's a lot of stories, and there's another one I'll tell you about in a little bit. You got one in your head? Okay.
Joseph.
Joseph. Hey, that's a great one. That's actually the one I was thinking of, too. Well, anyway, I'm just going to tell you a story about some sheep, because a long, long time ago, before Pastor Dan and I were even married, he took me up to a place in Oregon. I'm going to show you some pictures, to his uncle's ranch, and it was really neat because we had this little covered bridge. Do you see that little covered bridge in the picture? Isn't that fun? And it was really pretty. It was up in Oregon. And the bridges, they used to cover them because they didn't want ice to come on them in the wintertime. And it would keep them from freezing over because all that water would come up and freeze the roads. So they would cover them. And then right across from where that little covered bridge was a field. And it was full of sheep. Lots and lots of sheep. And they're so cute. And I was thinking about all the noises that sheep make, and I want you to be a little sheep fold up here today. Can you tell me what a sheep sounds like, Maddie? What does it say? She's not going to say it. Okay, who can make a sheep sound?
Nah.
Okay, can everybody make a different sound like that? Let me hear some sheep.
Nah.
Lots of people. Yeah. Good job. And you know, just like you had different sounds in your voice, that's exactly what the sheep do too. And here they are. Here's a bunch more sheep. Look at that. They look woolly, don't they? But you know what? I found out that when you go to see sheep, they're not as clean looking as they look up close, because they've been out there in the dirt and they get it all through their pretty little wool. And they're not as pretty as we think they really are. And they're so funny to watch, because do you know what sheep do? They follow the leader. If one leader sheep takes off one way, all the other ones follow right behind. And they're all banning and making all those funny sounds. But they're fun to watch. And they're so cute when they're babies. What are babies called? They're called lambs, okay? And they are so precious. They're so tiny. And as almost as soon as they're born, within an hour, they're able to stand up and walk. And that's so that they can be protected. Most wild animals are like that. When they're born, they need to be able to get away from the predator, so they're able to walk right away. Well, I was thinking about Joseph in the Bible, and you probably have this book at home, so I thought I'd just bring you some pictures to show you. In the wintertime, the sheep's wool grows very thick. Now, I'm wearing some wool today because this is something that keeps me warm during the winter. I have a skirt that's made out of wool, and my jacket's made out of wool. And maybe some of you might have some wool. Maybe you're not wearing it today, and maybe you wear it on another day. You might have a sweater or a scarf made out of wool. It keeps us warm just like the lambs. And they grow really thick, thick, thick fur. And in the springtime, they cut it off, and they call that shearing the sheep. And in this book, that's what they're showing you. See, they have those snippers, and it doesn't hurt the sheep. And they take all that wool, and they wash it, and they become very, very pretty. And there's a lot of stuff inside sheep's wool that's really soft to your hands called lanolin, and sometimes they put that in hand lotions to keep our hands soft. So sheep are very useful. Sheep are all over the world, but mostly like New Zealand, Australia, India, places like that, they do a lot of shepherding. Okay, sheep herding? Let's say we call them shepherds there. And they have these little rods, the shepherds, to help get the sheep away from dangerous places, and they can reach out, like if they're real close to a bank, and that's why they have those big crooks on the end, so they can grab them by the neck and pull them back. And once they're all sheep, the sheep are all sheared, then they take that wool, and they do things like what they did with Joseph's coat, where they dye it. They put lots of different things in like that. Well, when Pastor Dan and I were looking at those sheep, we just thought they were so cute because those little lambs would go frolicking along behind their mamas, and they had so much fun. Well, I was thinking about another story in the Bible that nobody mentioned about sheep, and it's this. Let me read it to you. It's found in my Bible in John chapter 1. Verse 29, and this is talking about when John the Baptist was going to baptize Jesus, and he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." Now, are lambs really pretty? They are, aren't they? And you know, long ago in the Bible times, before Jesus came to the world, the people had to sacrifice those pretty little lambs, and it was so hard to do because they're so sweet and so innocent and so peaceful and gentle. And that's why they call Jesus the Lamb of God, because he's peaceful and gentle too, and he's perfect, and he doesn't have any spots or blemishes on him. And I think that's such a special thing to know about Jesus, because not only was he called the Lamb of God, he's also our shepherd, and he calls us his lambs too. And he wants us to follow him as the good shepherd. Isn't that special? Aren't you glad Jesus is our shepherd? I sure am. And when we think about Jesus and we think about him as the Lamb of God, it helps us to remember that he wants us to follow him, who is so pure, so gentle, and so peaceful, and so loving. I'd like to thank him for being my shepherd and also my lamb. Would you like to do that too? And then today during church, I have a little color page for you. And as you listen to the music today, which is about the Lamb of God, it'll help you to remember that Jesus loves you so much. You're his lamb. He's our lamb. He's also our shepherd. So let's thank him. Can we do that? Dear Jesus, thank you so much for being the good shepherd. And thank you for being the Lamb of God that was so perfect and so pure that you could die for us so that we can have heaven to look forward to and to be able to be with you through all eternity. Bless us as we're enjoying this good music today, and keep us close to your heart and in your fold. In Jesus' name, amen.